And then, of course, the distillery. We used to have distillery dances every year.
Uh-huh, did you? Right.
Yes, a very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. We get a nice meal and free drink, free bar. You just went up and ordered what you wanted. It was lovely. Super bands. Mm-hmm. I was hypnotized in that.
How did that work?
Oh, terrible.
You were hypnotized?
Yes.
That hypnotist?
Yes, there was a hypnotist. The last one, the very last one. And you were to put your hands like that, above your head, and then separate them. But mine stuck. So you were supposed to do that. And I didn't. Mine stuck that way, so I had to go up the stage. But others could just get their hand out, but you would try it. Put your hand up, upside down, top your head. Now see if you can split them. Oh, you can. But mine didn't, they're stuck.
You were having a bad day.
Yes, I had a bad day.
And you
I remember coming to, and he couldn't have picked a better subject for me because seemingly you'd said to me that, I can't remember him saying this, but he's supposed to have said, when dance music starts, you'll get up and dance. And that's what I came to then, up in the middle of the floor, dancing. And I love dancing. And that's the way I remember coming out of this trance or whatever it was. And you know, I didn't need sleep. I was that while I was out in that trance. I got all the sleep I wanted out of that, really.
You've always loved dancing.
Oh, I just put a tune on and I'm off. Mm-hmm. I love music. the line dancing, that was another way I made money. Yes, that's another way. That started through when my husband died. Line dancing was down at Rigmore Hospital, and I thought, I'll go to that. And I went to it, and what I was taught, I started to teach people here the same thing, and that raised money towards that scooter. Mrs. Purvis's mother had it, Margaret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.